It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Out in Iowa right now, Caitlin Clark, she is losing her mind. Ryan Hickey's holding it down for us on the board in New York City. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio, on the free Odyssey app, on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate, Sirius XM, channel 158. Shout out to the truck drivers and everybody tuned in on the smart speaker. Ask it to play CBS Sports Radio. I'm only going to be hanging out with you for one more hour. I'm sorry. It's my bad. It sucks. Can't sit here all day. Can't sit here all night. I got to go on with my life. Anyway, I get started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. You want to contact me? It's simple. I am at JR Sport Brief on Twitter, on Instagram, X, Facebook. I'm on all of that stuff. If you want to talk to us here, the phone number works. It's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I just told you about Caitlin Clark. This woman has lost her damn mind, and not in a bad way. Iowa is beating Michigan 60-43. But that's a side note to Caitlin Clark, who tonight in the first quarter became the all-time leading scorer in women's college basketball history. Here in the third quarter, 2 minutes in, she has 31 points, 8 assists, and 4 rebounds. She has more than half of their points. Hickey, she's doing what she's listening, certainly not. Not that she cares, she doesn't. But I said, if you're going to go for the record, you just got to shoot every damn time. Like, you really got to get every bucket. And, I mean, by the end of the night, this is a 17-point ass-whooping right now. I would think she at least gets to 40, maybe, possibly. She's going out guns a-blazing, man.
Let's go to 50. Come on, push it.
50 points?
Game's in hand. Let's just now focus on just blowing it out completely.
Oh, forget sportsmanship, huh?
60, maybe?
That'll be the next conversation we have tomorrow about how unsportsmanlike, you know, Iowa and Caitlin Clark were in her getting the record. But as long as they keep it in this kind of 15 range, then I don't think anybody will care if she's out there taking these Steph Curry threes. You know, we'll give you an update on Caitlin Clark as this game continues on. Just real interesting to see what she's going to do by the time the tournament rolls around in a couple of months. Oh, damn it, actually next month. Then the next month tournament will roll around. And then also, you know, what does her future look like when she gets to the pros? I'm not expecting her to go out here and drop 31 points like it's nothing in a WNBA, but against college competition, Caitlin Clark is just, she's on another level. This is too easy for her, you know, at this level. So we'll give you an update as she continues to go out here and just destroy all of the competition. Earlier on in the show, and we've had a busy one, we talked some NBA action tonight, final games for the NBA before they head into their All-Star break. The Bucks and the Grizzlies in action, the Warriors at the Jazz, the Timberwolves at the Blazers. And then tomorrow we move to Indianapolis. We're going to have some of the action with the rookie sophomore challenge games and celebrity games, Saturday dunk contest with Mac McClung from the G League, Jaylen Brown of the Celtics, Obi Toppin's brother, and some other guy who's not important. Oh, excuse me. Jaime Jaquez Jr., my apologies. Very important man from UCLA. And then, you know, Steph Curry is going to take on UNESCO in the three-point shootout. They're having their own personal three-point shootout. We talked about LeBron and his future. Thank you to Sam Quinn from CBS Sports for joining us to talk some basketball. We talked some Major League Baseball. Rob Manfred let everybody know he is going to be sticking around until 2029. We had a great discussion with Bill Bender from the Sporting News about college coaches quitting, today we found out that Sean Elliott from Georgia State, he's like, man, I ain't doing this. I'm going to go be a tight ends coach at South Carolina. That's going to be better than sticking around here at Georgia State. And he's the fifth FBS coach to leave for an assistant job this season. We just saw Chip Kelly say, I'm out of here too. Leaves UCLA to go work with Ryan Day at Ohio State. Talked about Bronny James. Discussed the return of Tiger Woods, who's 56th right now at the Genesis Invitational. He talked about how his back locked up on him. And then we talked money. NFL and NBA not happy with the fact that ESPN and Fox and Warner Discovery are combining forces to stream sporting events. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. We do have an update on some of the terrible things that took place yesterday in Kansas City. So we'll go ahead and get to that. And then we also have an update on something that occurred this day in sports. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Tim is here from Alabama. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's going on, Tim?
JR, man, hope all your loved ones is doing well. Hope your family's doing well.
Thank you. What's Catherine going on? Clark,
she is just unbelievable with a basketball in her hand. She can do it all. She can do it all. You know, she lost in the Final Four last year, but I would not be shocked to see them win it all this year. And, JR, my big thing is, where can I find out where and when you do public appearances? Because I'd just love to meet you, man. I drive to Atlanta in a heartbeat.
Oh, well, you can email me for that. I'm actually, how about, hey, Tim, you're going to love this. I put this on my Instagram. This is going to make no sense whatsoever. It's going to make sense. Tim, do you know I'm going to be speaking at a NASA event?
No, I did not.
You wouldn't know. I just put it on Instagram, I don't know, like 2 hours ago.
Which one?
My Instagram is JR Sport Brief. So NASA invited me to speak at it's called Imagine Aviation event. Now, what the hell do I have to do at NASA? The answer is nothing, okay? I don't got a math degree. I'm not an engineer. I'm not going to outer space. Don't want to go to outer space. But here's the deal. They invited me to speak at this event for thinking outside the box. Because most people, if you don't know, I started my sports career, quote unquote, on YouTube. And I went from YouTube to doing TV and radio. And now I got some cool things coming in the AI space. And so I think go ahead.
You got that thing, man, where you see a dream and then you realize it.
Well,
I mean, what you're doing is awesome.
Well, thank you. I'm trying. I mean, the next thing that I'm doing is, let's just say I'm finding creative ways to produce more sports content featuring me, Tim.
Yeah.
So
that's awesome.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I know you did some Special Olympics work.
Yeah, I did. For 2 years, 2-3 years, I did plenty of work with Special Olympics. And so it's to sit and talk about sports, it's easy. You know, I could sit here and talk about sports all day. But when I'm not here on the air, I find so much more joy in helping other people and still working in sports. And so when I was in Vegas earlier this year for CES and I talked about what I was doing with Sport Brief AI, someone from NASA came up to me and said, hey, we have an event that we would love you to speak at to tell your story because we think we at NASA also need to think outside the box. And I'm like, hey, it makes sense now because I'm like, I ain't building a spaceship, so don't ask me to, okay? Cool stuff. Hey, listen, Tim.
Yeah, you were just full of surprises, man.
Hey,
but
listen.
You were great. I love listening to you. I love talking to you.
Yeah, same.
I just I'm not a stalker or anything like that.
Well, listen, I'm not. I have like one. I'm not worried about you.
And say, hey, I'm Tim from Alabama, man. You know.
Well, Tim, let's put it this way. If you email, you know my email address, right? You know how to find me?
How's that?
It's just JR. You use email?
Yeah.
I am JR Sports Brief at email. That's one S. JR Sport Brief at gmail.com, okay?
Gmail.com.
Yeah, yeah, if you email me, and I hope you found the right email, JRSportsBrief at gmail.com, hey, you can come to Atlanta, and then we can go have lunch, okay?
Man, you made my night, brother.
Yeah, no, listen, I like to eat, so that's no joke.
Hey, ain't nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, I like to eat.
I love it.
Yeah, thank you, Tim. I know some good places, too. Hey, hit me up, email me, and let's make it happen sooner than later, okay?
I will, man. Take care, JR.
Thank you, my next-door neighbor, Tim from Alabama. Yeah, I like to eat. Oh, I eat anything. I love food. I know where to eat. Hey, Hickey, when you coming down here to eat, man? When you coming?
Yeah, see, I gotta beat Tim down there. Be a bad look if callers are meeting you before I meet you down in ATL.
Yeah, you got to come down. We go to a Hawks game. We can eat. Listen, I eat good at the Hawks game, too, Hickey. You got to come hang out, man.
They got good food down there, huh?
Oh, my God. The chef, I know everybody. I know the chef for the arena. His name is Chef G. Garvin. And
wow.
Chef Garvin is, he's one of these TV big-time chefs. His food is so good. They had a public event at like an opera house where he cooked food on stage. And then in the lobby, people ate the food. And then he did a show on stage about it. It's interesting. Oh, food is good here, man.
Wow.
Come down here and gain 20 pounds.
Easily. It sounds like, wow, not bad. Okay.
Yeah, food is good. Thank you, Tim. Appreciate the support. Hey, and shout out to all the wonderful people at NASA. I'm like, what? Like, NASA wants to talk to me? Oh, for what? I don't even get in the hood of my car. 855-212-4CBS. Greg is here from Michigan. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
JR, my man, it's the warrior, Mr. Positive.
Okay.
Shout out to Dave in Miami. Hey, I think you could be in NASA. You don't realize, JR, your sense of humor is so timingly good, if that's a phrase. Fantastic. Your knowledge is fantastic. You're entertaining, knowledgeable. You know how I feel about you. Come on now. Hey, NBA, LeBrizzi, King Elvis James. I got to tell you, L.A. Lakers are looking fantastic. I can't believe they're playing as a unit right now. I was a little bit concerned about that. I'm a little bit concerned about the L.A. Clippers, though. Let me tell you, they got three superstars, and they're getting along. Should I be concerned,
well,
my friend?
You should be concerned more so with the fact that Kawhi Leonard is dealing, I think, with a midsection injury, and that Kawhi may not play in the All-Star game. And Kawhi has been pretty durable, surprisingly, for the course of the season. But Kawhi, what is this? Game status up in an adductor injury. Look, it's Kawhi Leonard. If he breathes the wrong way, he'll be out until next year. So if you want to be concerned about anything, be concerned about that.
Oh, JR, you're the best. Thank you for taking my call. And please, everybody go for their dreams.
Thank you. Agents of Inclusion. Yes. Thank you so much, Greg.
Love you, JR.
I love you back. Thank you, Greg, for calling from Michigan. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I told you we have quite a few updates. I'm going to leave the phone lines open if you want to call me. It's 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. We'll give you an update on Caitlin Clark. We'll give you an update on the incident yesterday that took place in Kansas City. And then this is some news as well. There is a future Hall of Fame NBA player who has been benched. I'm going to tell you who it is on the other side. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Caitlin Clark, 36 points tonight. Iowa currently leads Michigan 71-54. Caitlin Clark scored 8 points early in the game to become the all-time leading scorer in Division I women's college basketball history. And she's angry about fouls right now as I was whooping Michigan's ass 71-54. It's in the third quarter, about 2.5 minutes left in the third. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Go ahead and get to your calls in a minute. Right before we went to break, I told you that there is a future Hall of Famer in the NBA who just got benched. Now, I did share with you all that we only have 3 NBA games going on tonight because the All-Star break is on its way. All right, we got a game between the Bucks and the Grizzlies, T-Wolves at the Blazers, and then the Golden State Warriors at the Jazz. The Warriors were in action last night. They were taking on the Clippers. They lost that game. Klay Thompson, I don't know, he had a brain fart. He's fouling at the end of the game by mistake. Steve Kerr lost his mind. Well, I don't think this is the sole reason because he sucked all season long. Klay Thompson has been benched. Klay Thompson, for the first time since his rookie season, is going to come off of the bench. Klay Thompson just turned 34 years old a couple of days ago. We know about the Achilles. We know about the knee. And Klay Thompson has pretty much readily accepted that he is not the same player. He is having one of his worst seasons statistically, only 17 points a game. Even last night, he only had 12 points on 4-14 shooting. It's like everything is in his head right now. And so Klay Thompson is going into the Hall of Fame. That is without a shadow of a doubt. Brandon Podziemski is going to take over as the starting shooting guard for the Golden State Warriors. And, yeah, the last time he got benched, I told you he was a rookie. This is back in 2011-2012. That's the last time Klay Thompson played a game off of the bench. And maybe this will readjust his mindset. I certainly know that the way he's played this season, his expectations from a contract perspective are going to have to be adjusted. It's just continues to fall bad for Klay Thompson. And let's be real. It was only, 2 seasons ago? The NBA celebrated 75 seasons. And Klay Thompson pitched a whole fit that he was not included on that list. To me, I didn't think he needed to be there. But it's just like, bro, the way you're playing right now, it would have been laughable to have you on the top 75. And he is one of the best shooters that the NBA has ever seen. I don't know if it's a mental block or a physical one after the surgeries. Maybe it's a combination of the two. It's real, real sad. Klay Thompson benched for the first time since his rookie season. I can't wait to hear him post-game. Ugh, this goes from bad to worse. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Mike is here from Ohio. Hey, Mike, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's going on?
JR, I'm talking about the girl from Iowa.
Clark,
who scored all the points. But how do you think she would fare with Dawn Staley's South Carolina team?
Well, as far as I know, South Carolina's team is much deeper than Iowa. And I'm not gonna sit here and tell you that I'm sitting around watching all of these women college basketball games. I only know the stars, and it's really 2 of them, her and Angel Reese. But I do know that every time I look at Iowa or have them on, it's the Caitlin Clark show.
But the Big Ten is not as strong as the SEC with South Carolina.
Well, yeah, we know that. We know that flat and period. I mean, South Carolina, we can go ahead and look at what Dawn Staley has done and picking up championships and the depth of that squad and also think it's a whole lot easier to go ahead and recruit, not just in the Southwest region.
I watched Ohio State beat her. She scored all them points, and Ohio State still beat her.
Well, basketball is a team game. You can't play one on five can only take you but so much, especially as when you start needing other people to knock down shots in big games, it's easy to key in on one person. So
I just don't think the Big Ten is as strong as those number one, number two teams. You know, I don't think they can beat them.
Oh, okay. Well, we're going to find out sooner than later. I don't think Iowa's going to win a damn
thing. I want to tell you one thing. I love your show, man. Well, you have a great show.
Thanks.
And you know what? You speak the truth. And I love your show. I love your program. And God bless you. You know, I don't know how much time I got. But
you know
your stuff.
Well, thanks, Mike. I appreciate you. You call me anytime, okay?
I sure will. And you have a great day, and God bless you.
Thank you. You as well. Caitlin Clark now has 38 points, by the way, Mike, okay?
Okay. That's what I'm saying. She's a bad girl. Yeah, I like to watch her. She can shoot, man.
38 points, 10 assists that the third quarter is over. So she is.
Michigan ain't no good this year, but I'm a big Michigan Wolverine football fan. Man, I love them Wolverine football. And Harbaugh, you know, he bailed out because he knows the sanctions is going
to
come.
Oh, yeah, the punishment's coming. Now he don't have to deal with it.
Oh, yeah. But you know what? I like the head coach we're going to get because Harbaugh was there, you know. And I just think Michigan's going to still be all right.
Yeah.
You know.
No problem. All right, Mike. I'll holler at you, man. Thank you.
Thank you, man. And you got a great program, man.
Yeah, I heard. Thank you, Mike.
Keep it up, man. God bless you.
You too, Mike. Bye-bye. Thank you. You heard him, Hickey. Great programmer. He said it. He told us the program's great.
I missed the first seven times, so thankfully said it the eighth time.
Yeah, I'm glad he enjoys it. No problem. Well, I'm looking at CBS News. They're talking about Russell Wilson for some reason. Where he could go. Come here to Atlanta, man. It'd be a best. He'd be a nice stopgap option. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Lee is here from Baltimore. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
What's good, JR?
How are you?
Man, you're hard man to get in contact with over these airways, man. I'm glad I get to talk to you probably for the first time, though. And shout out to Hickey for letting me through. Man, listen, man. Real quick, man. Do you think that James Harden step back is a travel, man?
The one he's been doing for the past 10 years?
Yeah.
Well, he dribbles once, and he takes two steps. That's not a travel, right?
Yeah, but for some reason, it looked like he took three steps there. I don't know why. I just feel like it's a travel all the time. I don't know why I just feel like a travel to me. You might be right. You know,
You may have to get some courtside seats when he comes to D.C., and you might have to scream at him and tell him. Because the referees ain't doing it.
I may do that, though.
Yeah.
Hey, one more thing, though, I had to say something to you about, J.R. Ravens. All right, so the Super Bowl next year is going to be played in New Orleans, right?
Yes, it is. Can't wait.
You know, the last time it was in New Orleans, the Ravens was in the Super Bowl.
With the 49ers, I was there, correct?
Yeah, hey, it might be a chance. Lamar might finally get his dream that he's been praying for and telling us about, you know?
You know, it's to the point now, and Lee, I want to thank you for calling from Baltimore. It's just, who cares what he or Josh Allen say anymore? Who cares? You just got to go out there and do it. Like, we don't care. Like, Patrick Mahomes is right there. It doesn't matter what anybody's. I would love for Lamar Jackson to, quote-unquote, fulfill the dream. When he got drafted, when he had to sit in the room and wait and wait and wait some more before he got drafted, and he's just like, yeah, I'm going to deliver a Super Bowl. I want to deliver a Super Bowl to the Baltimore and the Ravens. It's like, everybody like, yes. And he's won MVPs. It's like, there's nothing else for him to do but win a championship. Think about Josh Allen. There's nothing left for Josh Allen to do. Yeah, he can win an MVP, maybe. Maybe if he didn't have to carry the whole team, he could snatch one up. There's nothing left for Josh Allen to do but win a title. Patrick Mahomes is over all of them. Like, they're his kids. Like he's the final boss in a video game. Who'd you have to beat in Mortal Kombat? Come on, Mark. Shang Tsung, right?
I don't remember the names, man. I'm really awful at that. Well, the only thing I remember was the get over here. That guy, right?
Oh, Goro had eight. He had eight arms or four.
I don't remember, man. I don't.
You know who I'm talking about, right?
I do, but I don't remember.
He had the ponytail. He was big, tall, and ugly, and he had four arms. And he'd take two arms and hold you, and he'd take the other two arms and beat your chest in.
You know, I got to be fair. I don't remember a lot of that. I don't.
I played.
I just did right now. For some reason, it's not coming back to me. You said Mortal Kombat. I went to like Double Dragon in my head. Like I can't think.
You played Mortal Kombat and don't remember it?
I do remember it. I don't remember each individual. I remember the guy like he chopped off his head. Wasn't there a guy with ice?
Sub-Zero.
Okay, so what I'm saying. Like I remember bits and pieces. I'm not remembering it real well.
Well, Patrick Mahomes is like the final boss of Mortal Kombat. It's like, but you remember you had to fight like seven different characters. You know, like you went up the scale and then you had to fight the final. It's like you, Super Mario, Mark. Can we use that, Marco?
You know what? Honestly, when I think of that, I would think of like Mike Tyson punch out. Then you have to go through like 700 people before you got to Tyson. That's the I think of. Bald Bull and whatever. Piston Honda, I think, right?
Yeah. And who's that little guy that was in there too? What's his name, Mike?
Well, you were Mac.
Mac.
You were little Mac.
Right.
You're
little
fighting
Mac.
Everybody. So to Pop right. Pazinski or whatever his name was, and the tiger guy that would spin around and you'd have to block him until his eyes opened up.
What would Patrick Mahomes' boss power be? Like, what would he do? I don't know, right? Throw footballs at you?
It could be. I would think that's one of those where no matter what you do, you get there and you still can't beat him, because that's what it feels like. Unless you have the cheat code, and that's Tom Brady.
Oh, well, yeah, now he's retired.
Right. So the cheat code sucks now.
Yeah, he's in the football netherworld or something. Mm-hmm. He's like Bowser. No, Bowser, right?
Bowser?
Big turtle? I think he's a turtle.
Turtle? I thought it was a dragon, though.
Hey, Marco, we got somebody here that cannot stand you. You ready for this?
There's a lot of people. Go ahead. Let me see who's next.
This guy's Robbie from Alabama. Hey, Robbie, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, guys? Are you all right?
Yeah, we're okay. What's up?
Yeah, good. Well, hey, so I'm gonna do a little something here. This is cool. First of all, I love the show. I am going to do my best JR impression of disappointment over Mark. All right, y'all ready? So I got an assistant here that claims to be like knowledgeable, but doesn't know a damn thing about Mortal Kombat. I mean, this kid, he supposedly played video games. He don't even know who Sub-Zero is. He calls him Iceman. Iceman. Like, what? Like, come on. Like, I'm talking Scorpion, Reptile, Smoke.
You're going too far.
All those guys. I mean, come on, man. How old is Mark?
Well, first of all. First of all, Marco is not an assistant. Marco is a coworker. And Marco comes and delivers the news, not just nationally here to everyone in the country. He also delivers the news to New York as well. So he ain't nobody's assistant. He's a boss.
There we go.
You're welcome.
Nice.
Marco, do you have a retort or a response?
That's not bad. You need a little bit more attitude to get the JR. I mean, you got the inflection decent.
Flag. I got the swag.
Yeah. You got some of the lingo, but you need a little bit more attitude because you're lacking some.
Okay. Noted. No, man, I love the show. Thanks. And you guys are awesome, man.
Did you help create Mortal Kombat? You started talking about Smoke and Reptile. Those are hidden characters, man. That's like Mortal Kombat 5 and 6.
Bro, me and my older brother, Chad, man, we lived at Pizza Hut. All right? You had Mortal Kombat 2. You had Capcom versus Marvel. I mean, it's stuffed crust pizza, you know, with Casper. You know, when that first came out, remember? Shaq got even. What's that?
The video game Casper?
No. Remember Stuff Crust back in the early 90s when that first came out? Casper, the movie came out, right? The ghost, friendly ghost.
Yeah.
He was like about the same time.
He's the dead Richie Rich, right?
The
That's what they say. They say Casper.
Wow, really? Oh,
they
man.
They say Casper and Richie Rich are the same guy, except for one is deceased.
Oh, my. Wow, dude. I've never put that together. But, hey, trivia question about...
Mortal Kombat.
No. Richie Rich.
Okay.
Is the house that was used in Richie Rich is the what?
I don't know. Playboy man with Macaulay. I don't know.
Hey, he did have a robe on most of the movie.
You're telling me wait. You telling me about the one with Macaulay Culkin?
Yes.
Oh
yes.
My god. I don't know whose house that was.
It was the Biltmore, man. The Biltmore, you know, up in Asheville, North Carolina.
I didn't know that.
Yep. But yeah, man, yeah, Casper.
You just know you just know everything about the 90s, huh?
Well, I mean, you know, I'm 34. I grew up with an older brother, so that really helped.
You don't, you know. You, there's no trivia show that you can apply this to somewhere?
Well, dude, I watch Family Feud every night, right? Oh. And
Steve Harvey thanks you.
Stuff.
Yeah, Steve Harvey thanks you.
Oh, of
Steve.
Course he does. Oh, he's incredible. Yeah. He makes it so funny. Like, and some of the stuff is just, I don't know, some of the judging lately has just been, some of the questions, I'm like, what is this?
Hey, Marco, he's going to tell us about Jerry Springer next. What a Ninja
Turtles! I never
Turtles.
Got into that, bro. That was not me.
Ninja Turtles. What else is 90s? I don't know.
How about Street Sharks, bro? Street Sharks.
Did they ride motorcycles?
I think some of them did. Yeah. So they were just like Street Sharks. All Real Monsters. Come on, we gonna go Nickelodeon us right here.
Yeah, that's the guy. The thing was holding his eyeballs, wasn't he? He walked and held his eyeballs. Yeah. All right, Robbie, we're going too far down memory. I appreciate you, okay?
Yes, sir. Y'all have a great night.
Yeah, thank you, Robbie, for calling from Alabama. Hey, Marco, we got more than we bargained for, huh?
That's not bad. There's a lot of stuff there. I got to be fair. I have no idea what the hell he's talking about, but a lot of it I remember.
Our Real Monsters was on Nickelodeon. Like, one of the characters had giant, they were monsters. One of the monsters had giant lips, and I'll never forget because it's so creative. One of the monsters, he carried his eyes. He carried his eyes around. They weren't implanted into his head, into his body. He just carried his eyeballs around in his hands to see.
And this was on Nickelodeon?
Yes.
Huh.
Come on. Nickelodeon. What did Nickelodeon used to play? I don't know.
Well, I'm just saying, because I got to be fair, that sounds like a pretty good plot for like a horror movie. Isn't that? This is just for little kids?
Yeah, it was a cartoon.
All right. Okay.
I mean, come on. They had SpongeBob. Why can't they have a guy carrying around his own eyeballs?
I'm fine with it. But this is where me being just a little bit older than you guys messes me up because I wasn't watching this stuff. I think I was a little too old and I was, you know, trying to be cool and I didn't sit and watch some of that stuff. So a little bit goes over my head.
You were in the Don't Do Drugs commercials.
Yeah, I was probably already out trying to do other things that I shouldn't be doing instead of sitting at home watching monsters with eyeballs in their hands.
Oh, there were other things to use hands for. Anyway, it's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Marco's going to give everybody an update on Caitlin Clark, who at this point needs to sit her ass down because she just keeps scoring points. And then we'll give you an update on the way out on the terrible incident from yesterday. And there was some positivity. There is a little bit of hope in humanity, especially when it comes to people looking out for each other.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I guess, yeah, in the world of sports, there's no lead that's safe, right? Right now, Iowa leads Michigan 96-80. Think about this. Let's go back even a little bit further. I'm talking about women's basketball. And I didn't have to set it up. And I think most people knew what I was talking about. Isn't that a good sign, Hickey, right? At least the minimum?
Oh, yeah. Very good sign.
It's Caitlin Clark. What does she have? Tonight she became the all-time leading scorer in women's college basketball history. Okay, we know that. What is she up to in points? 44 points. The whole team has 96. She has 44 points, 8 of 17 from 3. And with the three-pointer that she hit to become the all-time leading scorer, she took that shot from, like, the parking lot. And I just, tweeted out this message that Caitlin Clark, forget like the WNBA, she should just go right to the NBA. Send her to the NBA. Knocking down shots like this is pretty ridiculous. About two, now less than 3 minutes left in the game. And they just got Caitlin Clark out there to, I don't want to say pad her stats, but I think Iowa has this one in hand. But what do I know? Anyway, it's been a busy day. Thank God, a little less of a violent, eventful day than what we all learned and witnessed and watched and read about, some more than others, in Kansas City yesterday following the Chiefs parade. And so, as you just heard from Marco Belletti, one individual passed away, at least 22, 23 others who were hurt, gunshot wounds. A lot of them, I'd say half, if not more than half, unfortunately, were children. And it's just disastrous. And it's also been reported that there was no issues of terrorism. These are just knuckleheads who are having some type of beef. You know, earlier today, we heard from the police chief, Stacey Graves, and this is what she had to say.
First and foremost, I want to stress that preliminary investigative findings have shown there was no nexus to terrorism or homegrown violent extremism. This appeared to be a dispute between several people that ended in gunfire.
We don't got to call. She can call them people because she's the police chief. She's supposed to be dignified. Me, I can call them jackasses. If I'm off air, I'm calling them worse. Use your imagination. Now, outside of that, it's also been reported, not via her directly, that these were juveniles. Okay? And there were three folks who were apprehended and that these were juveniles. And what does that mean? That they were young as hell and they're a bunch of young idiots doing stupid things. Now, look, we got old idiots too, but pretty disastrous. So even out of this tragedy, we do get reminded of humanity. Because everybody's not a jackass, right? You know, I think most people are good. Most, I think. And so we also learned this morning on Good Morning America that Trey Smith, who plays for the Kansas City Chiefs, he was one of the players who helped comforted some of the folks, some of the children who were pretty rattled after the shooting. This is what Trey Smith told Good Morning America.
This little boy was with his father. Oh, he's just a little hysterical. He just panicked. You know, he's scared. He doesn't know what's going on. And, you know, I had the WWE belt call me the entire parade. And, you know, I was thinking, man, what can I do to help him out? I just handed him the belt. Hey, buddy, you're the champion. No one's going to hurt you. Nowhere. No one's going to hurt you, man. We got your back. We just started talking about wrestling. You know, who's your favorite wrestler? What was your favorite wrestling match? And just little things like that, just to take his mind off of it. He was looking out the window and he was seeing people, you know, just reacting the way they were trying to get out of that situation. So I'm like, here you go, buddy. This is yours. You know, man, like, so again, no one's going to hurt you when you're here with us. Thank you for protecting, buddy. You're going to be A-okay. You're going to be all right.
Yeah, most people are good. Most people are good. There are plenty of folks who were not Kansas City Chiefs. Would just say normal civilians who were given their time to help out and comfort others as well. So much love to everybody who gave a damn about other human beings. And, of course, all of the officers out there who went into action. There's some good going on. Caitlin Clark finally sat down. Iowa leads 103-87. Caitlin Clark breaks the record, all-time leading scorer, women's college basketball. She finishes her night with 49 points, 13 assists, and 5 rebounds. She is the draw. Her stats and her numbers are directly above the score. Like, you don't typically see that throughout the whole game. Because everybody, you know, ain't nobody showing up to see, Iowa. People are showing up to see Caitlin Clark. And they're expected to have a ceremony for her post-game. 49 points tonight and becoming the all-time leading scorer in women's college basketball. I'll tell you this. When Kelsey Plum became the all-time leading scorer, hey, Hickey, did you know? Did you realize it?
At the time, no.
Yeah, it's nobody knew. And look, Caitlin Clark, she's hopefully she does some serious damage hopefully she helps move the WNBA because they're going places. WNBA is going to get some great exposure, hopefully, over the weekend as well, as Sabrina Ionescu goes out there and shoots with Steph Curry. Or that could be a complete disaster if online idiots who talk trash because they have nothing better to do in life, if they go out and just trash her and the league. We'll see. It'll certainly be something worth watching. Thank you for listening to this show. Okay, I get started. I'll be back tomorrow, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific. Thank you to Sam Quinn for joining us from CBS. Thank you to Bill Bender for joining us from the Sporting News to talk college football. We got the NBA All-Star Weekend getting ready to pop off. You can find me everywhere at JR Sport Brief. Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Yeah, look at my IG. NASA hit me up. I'm not an astronaut, but I'm with NASA now. It's a cool feeling. The JR Sport Brief here on CBS Sports Show. Oh, I'm confused. Maybe too much NASA. The JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio is done. Don't move. Bart Winkler is coming up next. I got to study for my NASA test. Thank you, Hickey.